fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Tuesday, the first day of September. The prepper tip of the day is to review all your plans with your team. Your team needs to be meeting at least twice a month, preferably every week. We are down to the last few weeks before things get even more serious. I believe they'll be getting more serious by the day and by the week from this point forward. This is our Tuesday morning roundtable. We don't have a clever name or a clever acronym yet, but we might have that soon, with Steve Ben-Noon, IsraeliNewsLive.org, Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, and Steve O'Neill, the nuclear engineer. Okay. Well, gentlemen, we got a lot to discuss, and I think situational awareness needs to be near the top. Leon, would you agree with that, sir?
Absolutely. If you look at all these attacks, people, you know, having your head on a swivel is definitely key, whether you're an international spy or just a patriot, a prayer person walking down the street supporting you. Because then there's another statement. They always say, don't be in stupid places where stupid people, you know, congregate. So, and I think it was Jeff Cooper who had said that, you know, back in the 50s and 60s. And yeah, having situational awareness is crucial, and also having the potential to protect yourself, you know, wherever you are. And so it is crucial. And now it's going into condition yellow. That's another thing from Jeff Cooper, talking about how much you have to be on guard. And even if you're out in the sticks, you know, there's always the animals and the predators that you have to worry about. But now we have more of the urban two-legged predators that we have to be focused on. And if the pilots flying those 3 airplanes weren't on the ball, they wouldn't have seen that jetpack flyer. And I bet you they're going to find him, FAA will, because of, you know, invading the flight zone. So it's just... It is important to stay in condition yellow, and that's a different state of being aware of your surroundings, the people, and the situation. And I think we'd have a lot less attacks if people were in condition yellow.
Absolutely. Well, Steve O'Neill, there's been Antifa show up in relatively small towns here in Missouri, not far from where you are. Point being, our Black Lives Matter, Antifa, communists, I regard them all the same deal. You may be in a relatively remote area, but the protesters, the rioters, the anarchists, they could show up most any town, couldn't they, Steve?
Yes, and by the way, I stand corrected. My neighbor happened to know on that little episode at the Eminence Courthouse, the BLM didn't actually come in and do anything, but it turns out that they, Antifa and BLM were called by those people that had a complaint against the sheriff and so forth, and that BLM, I guess, had two or three vans come in and stop north of town. And they sent one in to scope things out, and then they decided to leave instead of making an issue of it because they realized they'd get their butts shot off.
Right,
and
right.
So they're around, and they're all funded from the same group of operatives like Georgie Schwartz and so forth. You know, we know what's going on, and it's the intent is to cause dissolution in our country.
Now, Eminence, Missouri, let's get a little background here. Eminence, Missouri is a town of what? Is there even 1,000 people there?
No, I don't think. I don't. It's 600, and who knows what the next census will be, 605.
And it's a county seat, so the courthouse is there, the sheriff's office is there. And what county is that?
Shannon
County. All right. A county so remote. Now, this is two counties south of me. That there's herds of wild horses in Shannon County. I didn't even know there was wild horses in Missouri until I happened to run across them about 5 or 6 years ago. So it's a very remote area, not even close to any large metropolitan area, is it, Steve?
My last homestead, I used to be irritated. Those wild horses would come in and trample my garden. Of course, I wouldn't want to be unnice to them, but I'd usually see something with a very loud report, and they would go ahead and run off. But horses can do a lot of damage. But it was a very darling thing otherwise. And there was a couple of groups of them, and they'd hang out in the field below me. It's a lovely thing. I mean, we're having bear and mountain lion over at my other place. No horses, though. But that's part of the territory of being for real in the wilderness.
Well, I'll take large herbivores over large carnivores any day of the week. Well, Steve Ben Noon, we're trying to make a point here, sir, that just because you're in a remote area doesn't mean things couldn't happen, does it, sir?
That's exactly right, John. And I know on Minute to Midnight, they had a guest on not too long ago that was purporting to be a former 33rd degree Mason, and he was speaking about how that the Antifa operations are set to go into the rural towns intentionally. And he spoke about he lives in a very rural town in Alabama, and he said they showed up in his town in busloads. And I know where I live. I won't speak about where I live, but where I live at or relocating to, we have a population of about 500 in our town. And so, you know, yeah, they could show up on the doorstep there too, but probably similar to that to Missouri. You know, if you come in peacefully, you probably be all right. But, you know, if you come in to stir up stuff, you know, it's probably not going to be a very good day, because I've seen some of the characters there and they remind me of some of my cousins that weren't so pleasant.
Right, right. Well, in my neighborhood, I'm starting to see, and I haven't seen this for quite a number of years, pickup trucks with American flags, Gadsden flags, Blue Lives Matter flags, Trump flags. And we're talking 3 by 5 foot flags flying from the back of these pickup trucks in my neighborhood. Steve O'Neill, have you seen that in your area also?
Of course, I've seen it down in Arkansas, and I've seen it here, and of course across the St. Andrew on occasion. And
right.
There's evidence. Okay, well, that people have got there's a lot of latent social energy here.
Absolutely. Steve Ben Noon, are you seeing pickup trucks in your area flying these flags also, sir?
The only two flags I see flown, and they're flown quite frequently, is the Confederate flag and the American flag side by side.
From pickup trucks right now?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Side by side.
Yes. Right. That area there just doesn't seem to care what anybody thinks. So.
And that's Tennessee?
Yes.
Okay. And out in Colorado, Leon, pickup trucks flying flags, are you seeing those?
I see a lot of those, but one thing I should have got a picture of, it was hilarious, and it was quite a statement to the political forces, is there was the American flag, and this was at a Blue Lives, or a police, the Blue Line supporters and for the police, and this time they had flags, but they had pitchforks attached to the flags, so it was a pitchfork with the flag flying from it, and I was thinking, wow, I should have stopped and taken a picture, because that was incredible to see. You know, they're going to go to the houses of power and say, look, we're tired of this. We're going to use a pitchfork with you monsters.
Okay, let me get some. I'm on a mental picture here. So the pitchfork was being used as a flagpole to hold up the flag. Is that what it was?
Yes, sir.
All right.
I saw that. I thought that was awesome. I wish I would have stopped and taken a picture instead of keep driving.
I like that. That's very creative. I like that. No, I don't think I've got a pitchfork here, but maybe I'll have to go to the hardware store and get one. That's that's pretty funny and pretty amazing. Steve, have you seen pitchforks being used yet as flagpoles?
No, not yet, although I've had the mind to use a manure fork.
A manure fork. Well, that's close. That's close. Yeah. Close.
They're very close. In fact, they're more pointy. It's still somewhat mild. People want to just get on with life, John. And you know, truth be known, I refer back once again to Stephen Skousen and say, listen, we know there are differences between people. We shouldn't pretend there aren't. We should find a way to unify our country. Right now, there isn't one iota of leadership in Washington. Even Trump, he's not up to the job. I'd rather he's in there than a whole bunch of other people, but nobody. We're on our own, John.
Yo-yo. You're on your own. Absolutely. Well, I need to ask Steve Bannoon the same thing. Pickup trucks flying flags, Steve?
Well, you know they're flying the flags. I haven't seen any of the pitchforks, though. That's the only thing. They're just using regular old sticks out there, so... I guess they figure those sticks have multiple purposes besides being flagpoles.
Absolutely. Well, it takes a bit to get Americans riled up to where they do these public displays. I haven't seen it for quite a while. Right after 9/11/01, everybody was flying an American flag from their car, it seemed like, for about several months. And then with all that hoopla about Confederate memorials being torn down was going on. I saw a lot of Confederate flags flying from pickup trucks around here. So now we have these public displays all over again, don't we, gentlemen?
Yes, we do. And John, yes. Have you mentioned or have you saw the article that they had coming out where the BLM is, and this was not a black man that was saying it either, but it was a white guy saying that they want to burn and destroy all the churches as well. Not just the monuments of government monuments, but calling for that as well.
Right, right. Well, we've seen government edicts that make it clear that they hate Christianity, they hate our churches. And there's no surprise there, is there? Leon, I think that this is going to become more intense. And Steve, we've got just about 8 weeks, give or take a little bit, before the election. None of us live near a major metropolitan area, which is a good thing. But we need to keep reminding people that we need to be very aware and keep our situational awareness up. Looks like we have another call from Karen in Colorado. Good morning, Karen.
Hi there. I live in southwest Colorado, near a small town, about 10,000 people, and we definitely have the flag flying, the Blue Lives Matter, the American flag, and it's a parade every Saturday, and it's kind of also at the same time there's this peaceful walking from a group that support, I think, Black Lives Matter and other things. I haven't seen it. I haven't been out in that. But it's a routine event, and it's growing. And my question for you guys is that I'm curious to know how our law enforcement is prepared, or if they're even thinking that this could ever happen. It seems like people in this community kind of think, oh, they won't come here. You know, that's kind of the general attitude, and what I'm hearing from all of you is we should be prepared for them to come here. What can I do to help follow up, and, you know, should I contact my chief of police, the sheriff?
Good question. And what's your goal, Karen? What do you want to try to accomplish?
Just awareness, and I want to know if we are prepared for that in this community. You know, if they have a plan. To know if some vans roll in from out of town, or you know, do the law enforcement have a plan to meet them and kind of stop them at the gate, so to speak?
Right, right. Well, you need to get to know your county sheriff and your chief of police if you live in town. That would be smart anyway. Many communities have a neighborhood watch that you could be part of, possibly a sheriff's auxiliary. Or a police auxiliary. The fire departments frequently have an auxiliary. If you're part of the fire department auxiliary, you're going to be meeting the sheriff anyway, because these guys all know each other and all work together. So I would check, Karen, to see what your community has in that regard that you could become part of.
Okay, yeah, I live outside of town. We have a new chief of police. We had the longest running chief of police, I think, in the state of Colorado, and he died last year, so we have a new chief of police. They're on board in generally speaking, but as far as, like, specifics, I haven't heard anything, so I think I'll do a little checking around to see who knows something about it and go from there.
All right. Another place to find people like mine would be ham radio clubs. 95% of people involved in ham radio are interested in preparedness also, Karen.
Very good.
Okay.
I've been working on that. I haven't gotten a call back yet from that group, but COVID has kind of shut down a lot of the community meetings, interestingly, of course.
That's happened all over the country, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Steve Manoon, you got any follow-up to Karen's comments?
Well, you know, John, I think it is good, like you said, If you're able to be involved in a police auxiliary, that's even better as well, because depending on the state, you actually get the similar powers as what a law enforcement officer would have there in the first place. So I think that's a good idea there as well. But yes, I think they should be involved. You know, she should get involved, and other people should consider that as well to find out. Even as far as the militia in your area and stuff, if you're dealing with something
right.
like this. So,
right. Well, Leon, I know you're a big supporter of people being involved with our community, aren't you, sir?
Yes, sir. And one other idea I had for Karen was if she, you know, it would do some research before she contacts the sheriff or the that she's dealing with in the county, is, you know, have some of these small town hits that, you know, Antifa was going to Quarter Lane, but that's much larger than, you know, the Southwest that she's talking about. I used to do surveillance down by Cortez, and so yeah, there are some really small towns. So if she would do some of this research and bring some of this information to the sheriff, that would give her more validity, and it also motivate them if they're not in a fusion center, which the small cities don't have the influx of all of that technology, but that would help her drastically try
Hold
to persuade
thought.
Them.
Hold that thought. We've got a break, gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
Made more sinister by the likes of perverted science. Steve O'Neill, that was 75 years ago. What has changed since then?
Actually, it was in the Civil War. I forget who it was who said that, he pointed up that, you know, we might just wind up blowing up the world. And this was in the Civil War.
Speaking
of perverted science, you know, there's actually, I refer back to several sentences in my George Norrie letter on May 16th. It might be even worth mentioning them. They don't take long. And item one, the NCV-19 genome is most likely a laboratory chimeral construction of the RATG-13 coronavirus and the pangolin RBD with the addition of a polybasic furin cleavage site, D. Martinson 5-12-2020. By the way, that's an excellent broadcast. And a couple more sentences in note one. An interesting concept not yet addressed by Martinson or anyone else that I know of is the modification of the human population using the NCV-19 virus, whether or not under the label of transhumanism. Also, and critically, the virus may not be the vehicle, but only the pretext, that the real modification might occur in the vaccine, likely a series of them necessitated by the weakness of any antigen method attempting to deal with the coronatype virus. This, I believe, may be what we're facing, and the Italian doctor seems to follow that was back in May that a friend of mine finally bothered me enough to write George. I didn't feel it was worth the time, but I never did hear about it. But I've known about this for months, and I believe that's where we are. Yes, perverted science, oh boy, we have a lot to talk about there.
Absolutely. Leon, Winston Churchill made that statement 75 years ago, made worse by the likes of perverted science. Well, we got the grandchildren of the perverted scientists now doing the same thing, haven't we?
Absolutely. And now with the benefactors that are supporting them with their malevolent, you know, goals and agenda. I mean, like you talked about in the TED Talk, you know, let's reduce population by vaccines is what Bill Gates talked about. I think it was 2008 when he described it. So the application in using AI and transhumanism and GMO and the mosquitoes, there's just so much. I mean, we'd be on for years trying to go into everything, and then it ought to be antiquated by the time we finish everything that we know about right now. So it is just, it's just horrid, and it's just an entirely demonic scenario, and it is just an evil situation. I mean, look at how Monsanto is, you know, was acquired by Deutsche Bank and all the other companies because they're about the you know, with all the glyphosate blowback, they're having all these issues, and so this perverted science is just going to continue. I mean, look at fluoride and how the EPA was given one more chance to do more information or more evidence for it. And Israel is the only major country in the world that says we are not going to fluoridate our citizens. And so we should take a lot of wisdom from these people to say, look, let's stop poisoning Americans.
We should. Steve Bannon, perverted science plays a big role in what we're dealing with, isn't it? Hello, Steve. Did we lose Steve? Okay, well, let's take a quick...
The speaker was the problem.
Okay.
I've got enough issues being hacked this morning. I'm getting hacked everywhere I go. So, but yes, it's very true. It plays a lot into things that are going on, without a doubt.
Absolutely. Well, let's take this caller here. We got Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning. Good morning, John, Leon, and Steve. You know, I was listening to what you're talking about, the flags, people displaying flags and that sort of thing. And I thought of how a couple years ago, the militant greenies were spray painting SUVs that were parked in downtown Austin, Texas. Now, this was based on the fact that these were not green vehicles or didn't get good gas mileage, whereas a sedan parked right next to the SUV that got similar gas mileage would be untouched. I just heard some music or a chime or something. So we know that the militants are willing to vandalize vehicles. So, and that's it. At the moment, it may be safe for someone who lives rurally to display flags like that. But you can't go park your vehicle at the food store and then go in and come out and expect it to find it unscathed. So this is like similar to putting political signs on one's front lawn. You know, the signs can get stolen or vandalized. The houses can get stolen or vandalized. Churches represent a particular ideology. And, they're talking about going after churches. So standing up for your cause in an impolite, violent society could end up with repercussions. And I hear a break coming on.
Oh, all right, we do. You want to hold on, Glenn?
Yes, please, sir.
Okay, we have a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it when subjugated and starving, then our empire beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Tuesday.
Just waiting for him to
first day of September. We have face masks made from mosquito netting for sale at my website at thelibertyman.com. We have some interesting new piece of real estate out in Utah, 3 miles of river frontage. Very spectacular, very remote. And, of course, we got some new things coming up in the future, a Caribbean cruise in February, an Alaskan cruise in June. Also at my website, you'll find the energy cleaner. If you've got health issues regarding sleep or pain, the energy cleaner will help. Check out the details. You can place your order right there for your energy cleaner and your mattress pad. And you can also call my toll-free line to place your order. That's 800-592-9543. Glenn, you got a follow-up on your statement there, sir?
Yes, I'm almost finished. I often found myself scoffing at the bumper stickers that say, "This vehicle protected by Smith & Wesson," because unless you're standing there with your Smith & Wesson, you're simply inviting troublemakers. In more densely populated, more politically diverse areas, If someone wishes to do the flag display with their pickup, I would suggest that it might be advisable to drive your vehicle to an area away from your home where you park your vehicle, set up your flags, do your drive around, return to that location, remove the flags, and then return home so that your vehicle doesn't get, it's less likely to be vandalized.
Right.
We're dealing with militant mentalities, violent, destructive mentalities, and so you have to kind of try and, make your statements and yet protect your vehicles and your homes and your families and stuff like that. So it's not a polite society where people are going to accept a dissenting viewpoint. So, you know, I would say that that might be one way to avoid getting your vehicle vandalized.
Well, that's in some areas it might be well advised. In my area, it wouldn't be necessary. But
exactly.
Some areas that could be a very good thing to do. Okay, Glenn. Well,
yeah. Okay.
Thank you for
your comment. Thank you,
Don.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Well, gentlemen, when I started seeing these flags on pickup trucks, that told me that the general population is prepared to take action. The general population is very aware of what's going on, and that this is just the beginning of the general population prepared to defend lives, defend property, and of course the Antifa, the communist revolutionaries, they want the violent pushback, don't they, Steve Bannon?
Yes, they do. That's exactly what they want, John, and they've been waiting for this for quite some time. And this has all been planned and staged event. And a lot of people probably may not even can fathom that this is something that the government has been planning for quite some time. It's part of the, as the conspiracy theories are all out there, New World Order agenda, but the government calls it a one world government, has planned. And although there may be a few out there that are trying to stop this, unfortunately, there are a lot of Republicans that have jumped ship and gone to the left as well to help facilitate this.
Right,
and
right.
They need this violence in order to bring down the nation. And as I was told, it's called targeted disarmament, because that's the problem with our nation that the world sees, is that we are armed and makes it difficult to overthrow us.
Well, difficult is putting it very mildly. Well, Steve O'Neill, you've lived in these remote areas for a long time. These communities, they look out for each other. They know each other. They trust each other. They're not going to be putting up with any silliness, will they, Steve?
Well, I mean, the situation varies, John. We're in America where our neighbors don't really know each other, except in the countryside, it's a little better. I mean, even down here, a lot of people really don't know each other. We have a huge, pervasive cultural issue with the United States. Yuri Bezmenov had a lot to say about that. The ex-CIA propaganda fellow that defected. It's a complex problem, and we're in a very dynamic situation sociologically. There are two aspects to it. Number one, the natural cyclic and evolutionary behavior of social orders. They are very cyclic in nature when you look at the larger picture. And number two, what's being driven by agenda. And we really, in this regard, we need more data. Like the question of, well, are we going to go into civil war or not? Well, that's a very difficult question to answer. And there are very, very intelligent positions suggest we're not, definitely not. On the other hand, that we have a great risk that we are. We need data. And when it comes to sociology, that gets a little tricky. But
Being driven
is significant. There's other factors.
Well, we have a caller on hold that is very good at acquiring and analyzing data. That would be Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave. Dave, you're on the air.
Can you hear me well?
Go ahead, sir.
Can you hear me well now?
Go ahead.
John? Yeah, okay. You sound a little shaky. Do I sound good?
It's not the best signal, but we can hear you okay.
All right. Well, basically, there's an article that came out. This is published on RBN. Something about it from the Gateway Pundit. Shock report this week. CDC quietly updated COVID-19 numbers. Only 9,210 Americans died from COVID-19 alone. Rest had different other serious illnesses. Well, that's interesting, but this is a baiting article. It's baiting all these people who want to say that COVID-19 is nothing, and they want to say this without a proper study and data, and they want to say whatever. I spoke to someone who was very liberal yesterday, and she was brilliant. She said people only believe what they want to believe these days. She was right about that. And that's where we see a lot of division. And the real problem here is the CDC did not update their COVID-19 numbers. They didn't. They did not say that only 9,210 died from COVID-19, as is being claimed in many cases. And I called into a show here yesterday where there's a host and a guest host who's like a co-host, who's a very smart British guy. Let's hope that he follows up on this. And he realized that, yes, the article didn't say that, and he was going to look in and try to evaluate, based on all their data for comorbidities, what the real impact of COVID-19 was. Now, I have spoken to Steve O'Neill, and he cautioned that we should look at the excess deaths associated with COVID-19. Well, it's amazing. I go to the CDC, and I see their table. Says conditions contributing to deaths involving coronavirus disease 2019 by age group, United States. And there's a whole table of data with at least about 20 different comorbidities listed on the left side, and the age ranges going out on the top of the table to the right. At the bottom of that, you go down a little further, and it says excess deaths. Got a little title for excess deaths. And you can click on it. It says NCHS excess deaths data visualization. I go over there, and I go down and go down, and eventually I see a bar chart going back to January 1st, 2017. And on this bar chart, we see an excursion above an average or tolerance line, kind of like the flood level, slightly above the peaks in the bar chart. There was an excursion on about January 1st, 2018, and then there's a much bigger excursion that occurs after, in about April of 2020, and this indicates to me that there are excess deaths that were on the death certificate.
Hello, Dave. Sounds like we lost Dave.
They got him.
Okay. Ron Paul, former U.S. Congressman, medical doctor, just released a video in the last 24 hours saying that I believe it's 97% of the people they claim died from COVID actually were close to death from something else. It looks like Leon's gone too. I find that very telling, Steve Bannoun. How about you, sir?
Well, it absolutely is. And the CDC had just put out an official report of only 9,000 dying. And so, it only confirms everything that we'd been hearing on our end through coroners that we knew that were telling us that suicides were being labeled as coronavirus deaths. And John, it kind of reminds me of the old days when I was working with the government. They would take some of the former agents and stuff like that, and they would hire them as hitmen. But now the hitmen become the hospitals, and they're getting paid to whack people off and collect some money for it. So,
Well, it's everybody on the telephone got dropped here, so we must be over the target. And I say when you're taking flak, you're over the target. So it's just you and me, Steve.
Hey.
How about that?
It's funny too, John, because we had gotten a message, or somebody sent us a message yesterday that a particular individual who has ties with the Israeli government was saying the Israeli government was inquiring about us specifically because they didn't like some of the things that we were saying and doing. And then this morning, I have been hit from every direction you could imagine. Literally, some football game is playing while I'm trying to talk on the radio to you guys. I had to shut the whole phone down and everything.
When you say us, now, that's you and who else, sir?
As far as
the Israeli government's concerned about us. Who's us?
Oh, me and Yana.
Okay, all right.
That's who it is.
That's
so,
what I thought.
At any rate, it's just gone completely crazy, but anyway, let me one second, John. I just had to switch rooms there. Yana's got an interview coming up, so I get to go to another room.
Okay. Well, you do what you got to do. Well, Steve, time is short. I've been encouraging people to get their night vision or thermal imaging or both.
Yes.
That's something that you, I was at a very large sporting goods store. They had a couple of what I would regard entry level pieces of night vision. It was a
level two or generation two.
Yeah. You know, it would work, but it wouldn't be the best. And they only had three items to choose from. There's hundreds of different pieces of night vision and thermal imaging, and they only had two on the shelves, and most of the shelves were bare. All the semi-automatic centerfire rifles were all sold out. They had quite a few very expensive pistols, and the ammunition shelves were all empty for rifle and pistol ammunition. And that's pretty much nationwide, isn't it, sir?
Yes, it is. It's just going completely nuts in every direction you can possibly imagine. So, you know, it is just beyond nuts is what it is right now, John. And but the thing is, like you said, though, the people have got to get prepared. And I'm glad you brought up the night vision issue, because night vision is, I think, an important factor. Even if you can get the ones, I know they're expensive, but the third generation that has the bugs in the lenses and stuff, because they're old and stuff like that, but they're still much better quality than not having anything.
Any night vision is better than no night vision at all. And it's one of those things where the more money you spent, the better it gets. My friend Sam Andrews, he is a big advocate of thermal imaging, and it does have some advantages. Thermal imaging, you can use it daytime and nighttime, and it will see right through camouflage. So that's very important also. But any enemy, you should never underestimate your enemy, and we can't and we should not. Any enemy that wants to hurt you, they're probably going to come at you at night. And, of course, that's what we saw for 3 months in Portland was nighttime activities, didn't we?
That's right, John. And you've hit the nail on the head on that one, because, that, you know, everything we ever did was under the cover of darkness, because we knew that most of these nations that you deal with, they don't have the technology that we have. At least they didn't back in the older days. And that's always the best way to hit them, is at nighttime. And that's what's going to happen to us as well. When they begin to do raids, things like that, you know. And then on top of that, John, besides them doing the raids and coming in at night, you know, we put out on our own channel there, we'd gotten the intel that the CIA had been involved in operations bringing in plane loads of weapons from Italy into the United States. Then I got two more confirmations.
Who's getting the weapons?
Well, according to my FEMA engineer, that's not Celeste Solomon. This is actually an engineer that actively works with FEMA, who has a particular individual in the military that's been able to confirm that, yes, that was happening, and that those weapons are going to gangs. In order, Antifa gangs, things like that, to make sure that they're well equipped and well armed to come against the American patriots. So, this is the information
that we're
hearing.
That's very disappointing to hear that a executive branch agency is doing that. I presume without the knowledge or consent of the commander in chief.
Of course, and yes, we already know which branch that's coming from, and it's all for destabilization of the country. And then to confirm that information on the flights, I can't mention who in this case here, but just a state over from you is where the planes are actually landing at, in Kansas, and they are commercial airliners going into a military base, and we're talking about I think it's 727s or what were that are landing over there, and they're not on they're not listed in flight data that you could go online and be able, you know, how you can track planes, you can see.
And there's probably no N number on the aircraft also.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep. All that's been removed.
I've got reports for decades out of St. Louis International about those planes landing on the north side of the field. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 1st of September, visiting with Steve Bannoun. His website is IsraeliNewsLive.org. Steve, we got our last caller here, Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi. If they're telling you, can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Okay. If they're telling you that what you're saying, don't believe it, because it wouldn't be hard for anybody to see how many people die in nursing homes before this happened. That, and if they would have died, they were ready to die anyway. Why weren't they dying?
Well, in the case of the nursing homes, they closed the doors. They said COVID ran rampant inside these nursing homes. No one was allowed to go in, though.
Right. It wasn't allowed to go into prisons either. So whatever people can't go in, they can do anything they want to.
Yes. Yes,
and
I agree with that.
What can you do about it? Even starving to death.
Exactly. And that was the problem. I can tell you this much. From my own personal doctor, when I sat with him right when the outbreak was going on, and I have three different doctors, but on all three of my doctors were completely saying this was a fabricated event. But on one specific doctor, who has two different doctorate degrees to his name, he told me that he was in a meeting, a board meeting, with one of the hospitals and in the Orlando area, and they were telling them at that time that if you have patients that are over the age of 79, you're not to treat them any longer. And he told me, he said, I have problems with this. This goes against our Hippocratic Oath. Why are we being told we cannot treat our patients that are over 79 years of age? He said, what's going to be next? What are they going to do next? And so he was shocked at this. So imagine then, if they're being told this, basically, let your patient die because they're considered too old, then what do we think they were doing with the people in the nursing homes?
Well, didn't you see it coming when we got abortion on demand?
Exactly.
I knew it was good. The next thing, they were killing so many people in the Netherlands before it was even legal to get yourself killed and agree to die, go on, get out of the way, that people wouldn't go to the hospital. And I wouldn't go right now. I'm 78. I would not go to the hospital right now. In fact,
I can't blame you there.
I haven't even been a doctor in 2 years. I will not go. You can treat yourself.
All right.
Right. Now,
okay,
taking COVID, that's one of the best things to take. Okay,
thank you.
Thank
you, sir, for being with us. Look forward to having you back next Tuesday. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.